Very interesting, Rabbeis, that in the Parsha we spoke about Loit. Loit, we spoke on Thursday night, Loit's regression into who we became. So what's the Siba? The Maestri is a Chazal. Fush a Chazal. State of the Parsha, Vayiriv. He reads Ben Roye Mikne Avram, Ben Roye Mikne Loit, Vaknani Vaprizi Ozba Oretz. It was a riv, strife, fight, Machloikis. Machloikis. Ben Roye Mikne Avram, Ben Roye Mikne Loit. State in the Musaf Rashi, Mr. Shachas. Ein Shalom Yotzi Tech Mariva. Me gorm loy lifresh men at tzadik have oy mezum rive state on fazal musaf rashi to rashi in pash tvolim but over the talks about also rive rive ain shalom yotzim tein me they rive rive is a split is a melo the whole prisha from loy from the tzadik was have oy mezum rive so melo from this lamaisa came loy tzom oh. Is Lamaisa Stamazoy interested in that Machloikis? Steva Yoimar Ramaloy al Nortim Revere Beinu Veinecha. Uvein Royai. Stamazoy is a Greek autism over here. What's that mean, Veinecha? So Lamaisa, you have to say Kipshuto, Ramazor Chaim says it also. Is the Machloikis was only Shaykh to Royai Loy, to Royai. Oh, but Sevashal Dovavada, that's the Teva of Machloikis. It starts with the small, but then it goes into starts with the viber, and then the four husbands get involved also. They're not talking to each other because the machlo is in the spaghetti stand between here and Nebuch. Now the whole block is fighting. That's the type of machloikis. Shteito lechor furish hazeh. Al tos mi rivi veinech veinu aveinu. So, but the ma'is Avram at Sofer Shol Dover lechor the pesukim. Avram is able to be mamshich to have shayach as he. A few Rashi cholapachis. I'll call out to v'day b'nei ma'im asmol ve'imino ve'mayimim ve'asmeilo. According to Rashi, he said, "I'm going to be yamoy kinegdecha. I'll be around." It's Dr. Fizei when he was taken captive. He ran after him. So my Avram's intention, even though they had to be inspired, Avram's intention was the lechayra that he wanted to be there for him, but he didn't want to break out. Forget Avram's whole story was he didn't want to break out into a chas v'shalom. I'll not even be near. That was also he pointed over Elijah. We have to split in a way that won't cause the confrontation. We don't want to cause the confrontation, but we want to. Avram wanted to. We have to stay. We have to stay together. That was Avram's intention. No, but Loit, Lamaisa state, Loit was part may of, and he went to Stoim, and from there he never came back. Is Lamaisa? This dog Gavaldik is stickle here. I once told this word myself to Shom Shadron himself this word. And the Maisa State Vaiso so Loit there was a Mariva, they tried to split. So State does it. Vaiso Loit is Ainov. Loit lifts up his eyes, Vayas called Kika Ayardin, Kikula Mashke. They shout, he sees the fields of stone, Vamoyman, he gets excited. Vayivcha Loit Loit. It's called Kikra Ayal, then he picks, he chooses, okay, Avram said we have this one, he tries to go to Stoy. Next, and there's the Pasuk, Vayisa Loit Mikedem, Vayipol Du Ishmei Alochi. Is Vayisa Loit Mikedem, State in Rashi, and then Vayipol Du. State in Rashi, Mikedem, Omedusha Goda. You see Atme Mikadmuzan Shal Oilom, the Efshi Loit Bavram Vilay Balipo. Loit gave up the religion, he took off his kippah, threw it on the floor. That's it. The religion's over. The Yeshiva by Rabbi Yashvilikov. So the Shaila is, L'choyra, the Pesukim and Amaduik, if he's there. L'choyra, it should have said, before Loit chose to go to Stoim, it would have been more sense to say he gave up the religion, and then he chose to go to Stoim. Why is it afterwards? So I said to Reb Shalom that the vort's based on a vort from his Rebbe of Leib Chasna. That's why I said to him, I remember telling him what he has to have dice to go to his house for Avdol and Shari Chesed. He told me after Avdol, Lechai wants to have a vort from his Rebbe. He read Leib Chasna, he wrote his for Or Yoel, the great Mashkichim, he was a Shiva also of Leib Chasna. Reb Shalom had two Gvaldik Rebbeim, of Leib Chasna and Abelia Lopia. Both he wrote his, both he put out the Sforim, put out the Shmuzim. So in Or Yoel he says a Gaval de Gavor, but a Sugi from Esav, it says, but a Sugi from Esav, so over there it says that Esav has the whole Shaili, comes back from the Saudis, Oyev, but Itenino gives him the soup to drink. The Shteto on the Parasha, that he sells the Bechayra. He sells the Bechayra, and the Pasuk says, Vayiva is Esav as the Bechayra. So Leib Chasman says the Chodah Vayiva should have been before. Vayiva is Rashi says that he says it's not worth it anyway. So the Vayiva is the Chodah should have been before. Where's the Vayiva is afterwards? So he says the Pshat is say the Pshat by Esav is that the Torah is telling us that the Pshat in Esav wasn't. Avada, there was a decision beforehand. The Vayiva's ass was telling a different part. That after he chose and sold the Bechaira, so it arose in him guilt feelings that a person has. Because the Vayiva is that he made a Shita out of it. He couldn't admit to the wrong Shabbat. So Vayiva's was that he made. That's what the Torah was telling you. He didn't say Vayiva's before because the Torah won't tell you you saw it. The Esav made a Shita out of it. And the chesaron of that Barisa is that not only did he make a mistake, but it closed the gap, it closed the opportunity to tshuva. The Gemara Zok to Megillah Daf Yud with Aleph Zok to Gemara Esav never did tshuva. The Hubrish also with the loss of Yatzoyta. And once when I had a whole diyun, the Ma'aseh there's a whole shaila. If a chosin it says Yom Kippur is Moichel Hakol Avinoisav. So once the whole diyun is that even with that, did he tshuva or not? So I want to bring a chor raya from Esav, Stam Agavurcha, that Chos Mochla was even without tshuva. Because where do we learn out of Chos Mochla was? Because he meant Mochlas. Mochlas Mochla was. So Esav, it's Mashmah, the Mochla was. And yet the Gemara says in the Gila that he never did tshuva. The name is a chor shtika, look at the chor kranat, the chor raya, the Mechila is on tshuva. But Shtei Kubrish also, it's Chos Vat Tzoyfa. So what's the Seba from that? The teretz is they wasn't masking to the mistake. A person can make mistakes, and when a person doesn't, is not has the ability to be masking to be moed al ha'emes, then chas v'shalom he'll never. So one time I told Rabbi Shlomo that that's the pshat over here. The vayisa loit mikedem is not a sibah why he chose. The reason why he gave up the religion is because he had to mitaretz himself. Why did he choose? Now he picked Stein. He grew up in the house of Ram. Avadi has guilt feelings. He feels, how do you get rid of the guilt feelings? No more guilt feelings, right? The guilt feelings are only because I'm wearing a yarmulke. I take off the yarmulke, there's no guilt feelings anymore. It's the Vayisa Loi Mikedem, wasn't a Seba, but it was a Teretz. That's the Pshat. The Meila is a Shalom that had a big Hanor from the Vore, he's the Emes Pshat. It's Vayisa Loi Mikedem, it's a Teretz on the guilt, a Teretz on the thing. And the Pshat is that Emes Loi never came back either. Loi had the opportunity, this is the end of the parish, this week's parish also. He has the opportunity, he sees Mamish in front of his eyes, that his whole mahalik was a toys made kara. He went after the money, to get out. His kids, Nebuch, are going to be consumed this time. His wife is swept up in this. And they tell him, go back to Avram. You have the opportunity to go back to Avram. No, he makes a whole shita now. To go back to Avram, he's a tzaddik, I'll be there. But the whole teretz of that, and the Shemach, well, Shem Yirachim. What's the svara? The svara is because he made a shita out of it. Even if you make a mistake, you don't make a sheet though. Once you make a sheet of shad, you mitaretz diburi, you mitaretz your word, it's destructive. And that's the shot over here. Avram, the whole time, was giving him the opportunity. He probably know, but I'm going to be near you. He was giving the opportunity to come back. But ain't Shalom yesterday, they don't want to say that's the shot also. They told me that if a person, if you can't you know, tie up the pieces. You can't be come to be mask and make the pshara. There's nothing to the rib's just going to continue going and going. Shem Yirachem. And lamaisa, this is the biggest yisoid in Chaim Rebbeisa. A person has to be able to moida ala emes moida. What's the most important word in the ksuba Rebbeisa? Let me know what the most important word in the ksuba is. For the wife, how no? The most important word in the ksuba of Shana is there's a word called bekushta, emistic. Kushta means be'emes, be'emes. You know, eflach, eizan, all the things. Very nice. I'm shaking his head. He wants to know when the bittul chametz is over. Whatever they're saying over there. This, blah. Anyway, the ma'isa. When I started Masai Kush, I started to sit there and mask every word. So Tamachol came out. He was very good. You know, the guy said, "Yeah, it's super. Very good. Lift yourself. Shalom. Very nice. What are you doing? There's a schayv. It's koma to cause that. Ma'isa. Some achrenim hold you should do that because the guy might not. He might have come on. He might not understand it well. You know. But the ma'isa. Sometimes person read the ksuba, you know. The guy lifts, I always make this big joke, guy, big frame, and it's big, it's ksuba, big frame. You know what it says there? You owe $1 million. Whatever guy can think, I owe somebody $1 million. Big frame, unbelievable frame. I owe Yaakov Davidowitz $10 million. Let's frame it. And that is what the ksuba is, you big frame it. It says there, you find thousands of dollars for your wife to take care of it, it's framing it. Okay, maybe the wife like he's like, oh, it's a beautiful girl. Know what you're doing? You're tying everything. Kids, anyway, but the ksuba states the kushta. The kushta. That means a person has to really be levaka himself. He has to be levaka himself. Is it the kushta taka? Is it eflach? Is it ezon? Is it chabed? Is it the kushta? And sometimes a person has a shita, this with that. It can't be modest ala emes, but he said that stares the whole, you know, the kovoy, that stares the whole matzav. There's a riv, and you're not able to be moida. You're not able to be moida amis. What's the most important three words? So I heard a Pesach on my wife took us on the way to she takes me, and she had the thing from a Pesach on in France. Or the Pesach on, I mean, he said over himself. You know, so what are the most important words from a marriage guy? The most important three words in a marriage, everybody said. Not what everybody's thinking. I was wrong. He said from a manager, that's the most important three words. Because if you're not gonna be able to be moida, then you were wrong. It's not gonna end. I was sorry for you to say it. Now the wrong, you can't get it out. They said over that one time that there was a marriage and the guy said over. So during the intermediate, he heard. Oh, he overheard. This guy overheard, or somebody overheard that a guy telling his wife. You see, I told you. Those are what I told you. You were wrong. I told you. I have to admit, you were wrong. So the guy said, you know, that's what he's giving Muslims. That's why I told you after maybe you were wrong. You know, he just said that was the most important thing. Like everything, you know, the mice of the kushta, that's the oimek, that's uphold the ganze shtar. The kushta, the emes, you know, is it emes? Are you moidala emes? Are you truthful? Are you erlich? And erlich, that's what we're going to be judged by, but the next word is. Like the Chaim Vital, the Erlich Chaim is true, the Erlich Chaim. And a lot of times the person not even able to admit, and it doesn't end, Mama said. All the Shalom Bayis come with the kid, they can't come to that admittance, that be masking to say, oh, I was wrong, I made a mistake. There's nothing wrong saying you're wrong. It's hard because the person has a certain covered accident. But Mama said, it's normal. I always say over, the eraser business, right? $1 billion business, it's all about mistakes. Right? You think about it. What's the whole business? Built on mistake. Today you can't say that no one uses erasers anymore. But it might say the delete button in the computer, how much billions of dollars, right? The delete. It's a business built on mistakes of other. Rabbi Chuna ben Akonim is Mispalo, the Chassidim says this. Rabbi Chuna ben Akonim is Mispalo, Kishim Yosef El Shabbos HaMedrish. He used to Mispalo that I shouldn't make a mistake. You don't make feelers that I should, you know, I should see an elephant today. You don't stomach. He says, because since it's Baruch Hashem, to write that Shchiach is a toys, and therefore we have to daven, to make toys. Imagine that's normal. It's normal to make a mistake. It's so hard for a person to say it because there's a certain covenant, anxiety, whatever it is, you might say. But it's so integral for the man, the person that was wrong, you have to always be right and tire himself and this and that. He makes a sheet, Mamish Loid. And what comes out from that? There's no tshuva, there's no shalom, there's no not knowing. You want to build a bias for shalom bias, but it starts with those words. I was wrong. So today everybody has to go home and tell your wife, you should always admit that you were wrong. Why are you going to come there? Shmuz tonight. Okay, everybody.